Welcome to my daily teaching video. It is good to have you here with me. Pull up a Bible, a notepad, and a pen. And this week, I'm going to be teaching all about the basics of faith. We're going to go back to some of the ABCs, the really simple things about faith, how faith works, what faith is, sometimes more importantly, what faith isn't. And where I really want to get to is how to actually activate, how to do faith, how to put faith into action in your life. So it's good to have you here. If you're not familiar with myself and my ministry, my name is Graham Jones. I am British. I'm actually French now, and I'm also an American citizen. Live here in the state of grace, no, the state of Massachusetts, where I lead a group of churches, travel, teaching people about faith, about walking with Jesus, and about the Spirit-filled life. So it's great to have you here. Hey, if you're on my YouTube channel, I want to say a big thanks to all of my subscribers. We have over 1 million subscribers now, so why not join that group by hitting the subscribe button down there and check out all of the links below. We'd love to keep in touch with you if you would like, and have a bi-weekly email newsletter we send out. So sign up for that below. Good. Well, let's talk some more about faith. And we are going to go today and really all week long to the place I like to call the Hall of Fame of faith. There are many. The Bible is a faith book. Faith is in the beginning. Faith is in the end. Faith is all the way through. Faith is such a vital subject. I actually like to communicate it this way because this is true, that faith is not one subject amongst many. I could propose to you today, we're going to study this and maybe 20 different subjects, and yet faith isn't one of many. Faith is the key to all of them. In a way, faith is the access point. Everything God ever gives, He gives by His grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. By grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So everything God is ever going to give you is not a reward based on your performance. Rather, it is the just recompense of what Jesus bled and died for and fully accomplished on the cross of Calvary. I am the recipient of what Jesus gave up at Calvary. At Calvary, Jesus, who in a way had everything, gave up everything at the cross, and now of His fullness have we all received grace for grace, John 1:16. So, Jesus has given everything freely. In a way, grace is God giving you and I what we don't deserve. Grace is God saying, here, I give you this thing. And yet it's not enough to simply have a gospel of grace. If we only preach the gospel of grace, we live under the misconception that, well, God's given everything. Hallelujah. God saved everybody, so the whole world is saved. No. Grace is God giving. Faith is me receiving. Romans 5 verse 2 says it's by faith that we have access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice. So I could say I'm in my church building today, but I have access through a door or one of several doors in the building. So faith appropriates what God has given. So if today I were teaching on righteousness, righteousness is received by faith. It's the righteousness by faith. If I was teaching on God's love is received by faith. If I were teaching on provision, on healing, on guidance, on character, on living out the new creation, on anything and everything concerning the Christian life, nothing works without faith. Nothing whatsoever. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we'll read that in a moment. Whatever is not of faith is sin, the Bible says in Romans 14. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. So faith is the key to everything. Let's read together Hebrews 11 and beginning in verse 1. It says, now, and again, I'm going to come back to that word, now faith is. Now faith. I love that. Now, I understand it's a contraction in a way. It's connecting that verse to the precedent verses, you could literally take that word now and say, because of what we've just said, this is true. You could translate that word, therefore, because of these things, let's now connect this truth with it. But you could also equally use the word now. I mean, I'm being a bit cheeky in doing that, grammatically speaking, but it's biblical as well. Faith is always now. Hope is tomorrow. Faith is today. Faith is now. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And many people want to believe. When you believe God will do something, you don't believe God has done something. Yeah? Let me say that again. When you believe God will do something, God will heal me. God will save me. If I were to meet somebody today and say to them, are you a Christian? And they said, well, I believe one day I will become a Christian. I believe one day God will save me. What that will actually tell me is they don't currently have faith for salvation. They have hope for salvation in the future, but faith is now. And the writer to the Hebrews says, now faith is the substance of the things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Let me just read real quick, because I'm going to come back to this. Hebrews 11:1 in the Classic Amplified Version. I love this. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for being the proof of the things we do not see, the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as a real fact that which is not yet revealed to the physical senses. Wow. That's so good. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. You ever been, you know, here in America, if you buy a vehicle, there's a piece of paper that proves you are the legal owner of that vehicle. A title. There's a registration. Yeah. You know, they expire every year. That's not worth that much in one. The title deed is what gives you the right to, you are the possessor of a car when you own the title deed. Faith is the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we have not yet seen, the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as a real fact that which is not yet revealed to the senses. Verse 3 in this chapter says, by faith we understand. And I always like to point this out, but you don't understand your way into faith. You faith your way into understanding. That's terrible English, but my point is, you don't understand something and then believe it. Believing comes before understanding. God calls you to believe some things that you don't understand. But if you'll engage your heart of faith with them, you'll begin to understand them. Faith precedes understanding. You were not born again because you understood the book of Romans. You begin on a journey of understanding the book of Romans because you believe. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Though he had obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. For though he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. But before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And then, of course, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, all week long, we're going to be exploring this topic, this subject of faith. What I'd really love you to grasp at the very beginning of this is faith is now. Now faith. Faith is in the present. God wants to take the things we hope for. I hope I'll get saved one day. I hope I'll get healed one day. I hope this will happen. I hope that will happen. Hope is you and I looking in our binoculars into the future. Faith takes those things and pulls them into the here and the now. And I just love you to grasp that one simple truth today. God wants to save you today. God wants to heal you today. God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit today. God wants to meet your needs today. God wants to walk with you in victory today. God wants to be shed abroad the love of God in your heart by the Holy Spirit today. Not one day, bye-bye, pie in the sky, not even tomorrow, but today. And there is something wonderful about faith that takes those unreal, hoped-for things, these intangibles of one day, and brings them into the now. And what faith enables us to do is to actually believe that we possess the things we hoped for, not because we see them, taste them, smell them, touch them, feel them, but rather we have the title deed for them. Imagine if I'd been praying for a car and somebody walked in right now and said, Graham, I'm going to give you my car. And I'm going, well, I don't see it. I can't smell it. I can't taste it. Have you ever tasted a car? And they say, Graham, you'll get the car soon, but right now, here's the title deed. This paper is the title deed, and they sign it over. And I could go around saying, I have a car. And somebody says, well, where is your car? I go, baby doll, it's right here. I have the title to the car. Now, if my job is to believe that I have the car purely based on the title deed, God's job is to bring the car into my parking lot. Will he do it today? Tomorrow? I'm not waiting for the car. I have the car. Do you get it? And faith is the title deed. And we can come to God. I can believe that he loves me. Not because I feel love, see love, smell love, taste love. But rather, he's given me his word, his title deed. And we're going to continue on this one tomorrow. But if you can grasp the things we're exploring in this teaching, it will change and transform your life. Guys, thanks for watching. Do take a look at some of the links below. If you're in New England, I invite you to come and join some of our services here, or when I travel in the US and in Europe, I'd love to see you there. Appreciate all of our partners and supporters to this ministry. If you'd like to be one, link somewhere below. And go over this video, listen again, and put this into action. Selah. Thanks for watching, my friends. God bless you.